at car number one, driving to the line side by side, crossing the line to take seventh place, and the Formula 3 Championship, Oscar Piastri has won the title by pipping Fernandez to the line. He already had enough points in the bag, but what a thrilling way to crown a brilliant achievement. Oscar Piastri is the 2020 FIA Formula 3 Champion.
That sounds like a nice title to have, I reckon. 26 past 6 on a Tuesday morning. That was from the weekend where Oscar, our man, Oscar Piastri, who we spoke to earlier in the year after winner Barcelona, took out the Formula 3 Championship in his rookie season, if you don't mind. The 19-year-old from Melbourne has taken the globe by storm, and he joins us on The Breakfast Club. Oscar, good morning. Congratulations, mate.
Morning. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's pretty cool to wrap up the title.
Pretty cool. Oscar, you're the world champion, my young man. It's one of the best things ever, surely.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's still sinking in at the moment. It was a pretty crazy weekend and crazy final race, so still struggling to believe we managed to pull it off. Had a bit of a shocker in qualifying, so yeah, thought I'd made life a bit too difficult for myself, but yeah, it turns out it was just enough to clinch the title.
You say you're still absorbing it and taking it in, but can you believe what you've done? I mean, I listened to you talk after the race and the press conference, and you talked about being with a good team, and you mentioned that last time we chatted to you as well, being with Prema, and with that comes a level of expectation, but surely this wasn't in the plans, to be world champ after your first year.
Yeah, I mean, obviously when I signed with Prema, I knew that, well, last year they were the reigning champions as well in the teams and drive championship, so I knew it was possible. But yeah, obviously coming in as a rookie, I wasn't putting too much pressure on myself to try and clinch the title. That changed a little bit after I won the first race, but yeah, I always knew it could be possible. But yeah, it's still a bit surreal to be able to call myself F3 champion.
Yeah, it's a magnificent achievement, young man. You should be very, very proud. What part of the season did you think that it was a possibility, or you really should start to aim your sights on trying to be the F3 world champ?
To be honest, after the first race, really.
Wow.
I think that put a lot of doubts that I had to bed. And yeah, the first three rounds of the year were very strong. I think I had a 26-point lead after the first three rounds. So yeah, I had a strong start, and yeah, after that it sort of set the tone, and yeah, the championship was the only goal in the end.
So, Oscar, take us through that final race, because you're obviously a chance to win, but Logan Sargeant, your teammate and your main rival, was eliminated very, very early in the race. Did you know that had happened immediately, or how did you find that out?
So I didn't see him go off initially. I saw a bit of dust and I saw someone go off, but I didn't know who it was. And then we had the safety car, and I was sort of just counting the cars in front of me just to see where I was. And yeah, found myself in seventh, and then I couldn't see another Prema car in front of me. So yeah, I didn't really want to believe that he was fully out already. But yeah, when I came back around the next lap and saw him in the gravel trap, obviously I knew that he wasn't going to be able to challenge for the title, unfortunately. But yeah, so I found out the lap after when I saw him in the gravel.
So how awkward is that for you? Because, as I said, he's obviously your main rival, but he's also your teammate. So can you get excited about that or not, because of the fact that you're from the same team? How does that unfold?
I mean, it's a mix of emotions. Obviously, you know, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't, you know, secretly a little bit happy. obviously, it takes a bit of the pressure off from him challenging. So, you know, it's never nice to see that happen. But I think, you know, naturally, you're always going to feel a little bit of relief when your main rival wasn't going to be able to challenge you. But yeah, I mean, the main emotion was just feeling sorry for him, and you know, it's. If I was in his position, I'd be hating it, not being able to even challenge for the title. So, yeah, I felt really sorry for him, and you know, made sure I went and consoled him as soon as I could. So, yeah, tough race for him.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess that's racing. So what I want to know is that when you then find that out, do you change the way you drive? We were just talking before our last ad break about in golf, how sometimes golfers won't necessarily try and win. They'll try and get a really good paycheck. So it's about trying to finish 10th or trying to finish 15th rather than take too many risks where you might finish first, but you might finish 30th. In your situation, did it change the way you drove, or did you just try and drive as fast as you could and finish as high as you could?
I think it definitely changed it a little bit. Obviously, I knew that I had a 9-point lead over Porsche, so he had to have a pretty strong race to even challenge me, which he did. He had a very strong race, finishing third. So I knew that I had to finish at least ninth if he finished third. I think I was up to seventh after the start and then dropped back to the 10th after the safety car. So I knew I had to make up a few spots. It was a bit nerve-wracking when he was making his way through the field. But, just made up enough spots to clinch it at the end.
Yeah, so how stressful is that, Oscar? Because you're not only are you dealing with what's around you and you're going at breakneck speeds and cars and corners to deal with and all that sort of stuff, but you're dealing with time pressure and you're dealing with an opponent out there who's getting through the field, and you've got to find a way to absorb all that information and still be really sharp with the focus of actually driving the car. How big a challenge is that? Because I imagine that wouldn't happen through the year necessarily, but when it's all on the line, that is another element that perhaps you hadn't come across.
Yeah, I mean, it was certainly a mentally challenging year, particularly the last two weekends. Obviously, Monza was very, very up and down, so that definitely put me to the test mentally. And then the last weekend, qualifying was a bit of a shocker and kind of put myself on the back foot. Really had to stay mentally strong to try and, sort of get the confidence back in myself. Obviously, after qualifying, was a little bit down. Obviously, it's never great when you qualify 11th. So, had to try and maintain my focus and confidence and try and maximise as much as I could from where I was.
So, last time we spoke to you, we found out a bit more about you and your mindset, and you were really strong in your resolve that you were capable of achieving really cool things in this industry, the motorsport industry, and certainly the F3 season as you've gone on to win. But can you actually believe that this is what you've done?
It's still sinking in. I've kind of gone back into a normal life now. I've actually just had dinner and, took a flight back to the UK today, so life's pretty normal at the moment. I think it'll definitely take a few more days to sink in. Obviously, all the support from everyone back home and around the world has been awesome. I think I've gained about 8,000 followers on Instagram since yesterday. So certainly appreciating the support. I think I don't have the championship trophy yet, so until I get my hands on that, I don't really have anything physical to show for it. But, still a very cool feeling, and I'm sure that feeling's only going to grow with time.
So, Oscar, what does it mean now? Again, we remember talking to you last time, going up the ranks and becoming a Formula One driver doesn't necessarily mean the best driver. Often it means the most money. But now you've actually won. Does this open doors, or do you think you'll still be back in the Formula 3s next year? What sort of happens from here?
So now that I've won F3, I'm actually not allowed in the regulations to do F3 again. So...
Right.
Ideally, I'd make a move to F2, and but obviously budget providing, that's the move I'm going to make, hopefully. Hopefully one step closer, and ideally in a top team. That's going to be mine and my management's next adventure over the next few weeks to try and secure a good drive in F2 next year.
Gee, that's really exciting. And we've got to ask you about Mark Webber, because he's obviously played a big role in your young career. We all know Mark Webber as sort of such an iconic figure in motor racing in this country. What's he been like for you?
Yeah, he's been great so far. We actually haven't had too many face-to-face conversations because we're in separate bubbles of the track. So I've had a lot of phone calls and texts over the weekends. So he's been great, providing with me with advice on racing and stuff and how to keep my head cool. And then, yeah, obviously all his work behind the scenes. And I'm sure in the next few weeks, trying to secure something for next year is going to be, pretty keeping him busy. But, he's been great so far and, can't wait to keep working with him in the years to come.
Don't worry about the text with Mark Webber and the phone calls with him. Tell us about the one with Mum and Dad and your three sisters back in Brighton. How did that little FaceTime chat go?
Yeah, that was cool. I think when I came back, when I got out of the car, Rob, who travels all the races with me, had them all on FaceTime. So I got to share the moment with them a bit, which was awesome. I got to ring them all a bit later in the day once I... stopped celebrating with the team and done all my media stuff. I actually haven't FaceTimed them yet because I've been flat out since the race yesterday. But hopefully I can FaceTime in the morning when they've all woken up. They were over the moon and I'm happy that I made them proud.
Well, my understanding is they're listening right now, Oscar. So you might want to give them a bit of a shout-out, a bit of love.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Mum. Hi, Dad. Hi, sisters. Hope you're doing well. I'll FaceTime shortly, I promise.
Well, it's always the way. Mum's always, particularly always, well, why don't you call more often? At least they're listening to you at the moment before you get a hold of them. Were there tears? Anyone cry on the FaceTime?
I don't think so. Well, not that I could see anyway. It was all a bit of a blur, to be honest. I was getting hugged and patted on the back everywhere. So, I don't know. I'm sure they were pretty emotional, though. So, was cool to share that with them.
Is this an omen now for the Tigers to go on and win the premiership?
I hope so. Someone that I've been working with sort of as a mentor coach, Emma Murray, she does a lot of work with Richmond as well. So she was actually helping me on the night they were playing, I think it was Geelong the other day, they had to win. It's sort of cool to have that little mutual connection there. But, hopefully the Tigers can go on and win the premiership.
Well, Emma Murray is a raging success in motorsport because she works with our man Scotty McLaughlin too, Whitey. She's been looking after him as well. So just surrounded by champions. A champion maker is Emma Murray. So just keep her on file, Oscar. Good luck to you, young man. It's a great thing. Do you get to come home soon or do you have to stay over there?
I want to get home as soon as I can. Obviously, Victoria's in a bit of a sticky situation at the moment, so I don't think I'll be coming home anytime soon, unfortunately. I think Renault have got a few cool things planned for me in the next few months as well, so probably stay over in Europe and hopefully I can get home for Christmas and hopefully everything back home settled down a bit.
Well, you deserve a chance to enjoy what's been a remarkable year in your rookie year in F3. Become the world champion. It's a great title to have. And in fact, let's be honest, it's one of the sexiest titles in sport, and you are that at the moment, Oscar, a F3 world champion. Good luck to you, young fella. Great to be able to follow your progress through the season, and hopefully there are many, many more successes in your motorsport career.
Cool. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you. We'll have you any time on the program. Oscar Piastri, the 2020 FIA F3 world champion, if you don't mind, at the tender age of 19 years old. The boy from Brighton, doing good things. And just before we go too deep, Whitey, we'll send our thoughts and prayers to Gerald McDonald, who looks after Oscar. He's had a tough couple of months. The win of Oscar's is a nice little shining light in his world at the moment. The whole RSN family, the Breakfast Club family, thinking of him at the moment. So good luck to you, Gerald. Hope it goes well.